the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Today is Tuesday, April 17th, 2007. Members present are Senators Bundy, Davis, and Ellis. Appreciate you all being here. We have but one item on the calendar today, but before we get to that, let me announce that Senate Bill 102 by Senator Huggins relating to mortgage lending that was previously noticed for today at the sponsor's request has been postponed until this Thursday. So the Senate Bill 102 will be before us this Thursday. Today, our plan is to have the first public hearing on House Bill 118, an act relating to underage possession of alcoholic beverages in a dwelling, sponsored by Representative Kevin Meyer. We'll hear the bill. We always hold over bills to ruminate and cogitate and think about the bills. So that's the plan for today. We think Representative Meyer may join us at some point, but Mr. Pulaski, if you'd like to come forward. If you could just identify yourself fully for the record, and please go ahead with your initial bill presentation, and welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Mike Pulaski, and I'm an aide for Representative Meyer. The sponsor sends his apologies, as you said, Mr. Chairman. He should be coming down as soon as possible. But he introduced House Bill 118 after talking to constituents in his community over the summer and with law enforcement, particularly concerning some of the larger neighborhood parties that tend to happen in Anchorage. And when we looked at these statutes, what we realized is there was a bit of a gap in statute. While it's illegal to rent a hotel room to throw parties with minors, there's nothing that specifically covers being the host for a party at a house. And what often happens is the police show up to a party where there are several minors drinking, and if the person is over the age of 21 that's hosting the party, it can often be very difficult to prove that they furnished alcohol to minors. So what House Bill 118 attempts to create is a non-criminal violation for a person hosting a party where minors are in possession of alcohol. And a non-criminal violation is up to a $500 fine that does not show up on someone's criminal record. So you go outside of sort of the regular judicial system and allow the police to have a tool and a deterrent to these type of parties. You'll see the changes that happened in the House primarily were in the Rules Committee, and that was to narrow down the criteria in the bill, the first being that the person's in physical possession and exercising dominion or control over the dwelling. The key being that it was not an absent parent or landlord that the sponsor wanted to be liable under this bill, but the person actually throwing the party to take responsibility. So if parents are out of town and a kid is throwing a party at their house, it would be the responsibility of the child, not the parents. And that was the policy call the House made. And with that, Mr. Chairman, that's essentially the bill, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Comments or questions for the presenter? Could you go over the contents of the packet? I mean, we've had this for a little while. If you just wanted to review the support that's coming in, any known opposition, just take us through some of those materials, if you would.
Sure. Please. Mr. Chairman, the most recent support that we've gotten, and I'm sure if, as you've been home in the district, you've heard the advertisements from the Red Ribbon Coalition talking about people that host lose the most. And that's a new community group that's really working on trying to get the message out that hosting parties for underage people isn't appropriate. You'll see that letter in the packet signed by Carol Como, the superintendent of schools, Harvey Goring, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, and Colonel Audie Holloway from the Alaska State Troopers. Other than that, you will also see in the packet some PowerPoint presentations. One that we found particularly compelling is from the, I believe it's the Native, not the Rural Justice Commission, but another group that got together to consider and really ask kids where they get their alcohol from.
It's the AFN. Elders and Youth Conference.
Yep.
Participants. Yep.
Thank you for that, Mr. Chairman. And what you'll see in that I think is particularly indicative of the situation is that most children get alcohol from their house or a friend's house, and that is the most common place to consume, which is what led to really the push behind this bill. We've had phone conversations throughout the process. We haven't heard any opposition. We've had, of course, concerns about what scenarios does this work under. Some questions about the word recklessly and what that means. But those are those are fairly standard things that have been dealt with.
Okay. I'd like to note for the record that Senator Hoffman has joined us. Are there, and I would note, you mentioned the legal term of reckless, or recklessly. The bill does have an additional referral to the Judiciary Committee. So we'll consider the labor and commerce, or issues of labor and commerce import, and then send the bill on at some point. Other questions or comments for the sponsor, presenter, staff? No. Mr. Pulaski, thanks for being with us. I'd note
Thank you,
that
Mr. Chairman.
Lieutenant Rodney Dial is online to answer questions. He's with the Alaska State Troopers. Mr. Dial, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I am here.
Can we? I know you signed up just to answer questions, but I guess I'm going to call on you if you're comfortable or can just talk to the committee about this problem and this issue. Any thoughts that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Lieutenant Rodney Dial. I'm an Alaska State Trooper stationed in Ketchikan, Alaska. I'd like to say that the Department of Public Safety fully supports this bill, as I believe most law enforcement, if not all law enforcement agencies in Alaska, support it as well. It really helps to address a quality of life issue that we face in our neighborhoods every single week. It's very common for us to get calls regarding party houses. For the most part, they're party homes that we go to over and over and over again. As far as Alaska State Troopers are concerned, the best that we can hope for in many cases is to try to contain the party, try to prevent young people from driving away intoxicated, try to prevent the associated crime that goes with drinking. And we're very excited about this because we really see this as the ability to issue a citation, a fine, to the person that's in most control of the home, and hopefully shut down some of these party homes and improve the quality of life in our neighborhoods. And with that, I would just stand by to answer any questions you may have, sir.
Thank you, Officer Dial. Appreciate you being with us. Are there questions for Officer Dial? So, Officer, you think that this would be a useful tool, and the presenter emphasized that it's a non-criminal, it's a citation to the responsible party. You think that'll have the kind of desired effect or deterrent effect or that you're hoping for?
Mr. Chairman, I do believe that. I'm not so naive to think that this would stop the partying. What it will most likely do is to transfer it out of the neighborhoods and to the gravel pits, to the beaches, to those type of things. However, it is easier for us to control those locations, and it does improve the quality of life in the neighborhoods. So, for example, if we do have a group of minors who do, like in Ketchikan here, they will go down to the beaches sometimes, we can actually, you know, block in cars to prevent kids from driving away intoxicated. We can go down to the beach. We can contact them. It's a much more desirable location for us to take an enforcement action. And we'd really just see no downside to this bill at all.
And so can you take us through the procedure? You get one of these calls. You show up at typically a home. And how does it go from there, usually? I think we can all imagine the scene ourselves or from movies or popular culture, but is it the way I would think it is from movies and TV? Is that the way it goes down, or can you just familiarize us with what a typical situation would be?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Generally on a weekend night, Friday night, for example, we'll get calls here in Ketchikan, without a doubt. Generally there are neighbors in a neighborhood that are complaining vehicles are racing up and down the road. A lot of cars parked at a home, noise complaints, keeping people up, people's dogs barking, all kinds of things going on. And it's normally neighbors that have just had it up to the top of their heads with it. They've dealt with the problem over and over again, and we'll go out, and it's very easy to identify the locations in most cases. And if we're lucky, we'll have more than one trooper that will show up on the scene. Our main goal that all of our troopers will work on from the get-go is to make sure that we don't go in the front door, have a dozen kids go out the back, hop in cars, and then drive down the road intoxicated. Our first goal is to obviously assure the safety of our children. But if we have the ability, you know, we'll try to identify who the owner is, we'll try to determine if they're aware that there's minors that are in the residence drinking. In most cases, they'll tell us they didn't know it, or they didn't ask, or you know, they don't know who that person is, or something of that nature. And we'll try our best to basically control, and if we can, shut down the party and get people to disperse so that we can eliminate the complaints in the neighborhood. It's very time-consuming. It is dangerous a lot of times for the officer because it's generally one officer and multiple individuals. But that's pretty much how we deal with that, Mr. Chairman.
Officer Dial, when you get the call, how you know, at least in Ketchikan there in your area, is it typically, how often is it a parent hosting this kind of thing on the theory that it's safer for the kids to drink? The kids are going to drink anyway, so it's safer for them to be drinking at a private residence. So how often is it a parent hosting the party? How often is it a non-parent person over the age of 18? And how often is it just a bunch of underagers consuming alcohol illegally?
Mr. Chairman, I would say it's very rare that we'll run into a situation where the parent is hosting a party. I have heard parents over the years make the comments that if the kids are going to drink, I prefer they do it at home. However, I also appreciate that at least in most of those cases, the parents do tend to keep things from getting too far out of control. And if those are happening on a frequent basis, we're just not being called to them. Generally, it is somebody that is a young adult who either has access to their own home or apartment or has access to their parents and their parents are away. Down here we do have a large Coast Guard base, so it's not uncommon for, you know, a 22, 23-year-old Coast Guard individual who has the ability to go purchase alcohol, basically have a large party. So it's generally young adults. Very infrequently is it the parents actually hosting something to which we'll get a call to.
Okay. And this bill has come to the Labor and Commerce Committee, and so I guess our interest would be the source of the alcohol, and if there are businesses providing, and the sponsor's staff talked about the source of the alcohol being, you know, the parent's supply at the home liquor cabinet or supply of liquor. What can you tell us from your law enforcement perspective about the source of the alcohol for these kinds of parties?
Chairman, in most cases that we deal with here locally, it's somebody, generally a young adult, that is legal and able to go purchase the alcohol, and they do so in large quantities and provide it. I do also believe that there are homes where there is alcohol readily available, and that is disseminated to minors as well. Generally, that's without the parents' knowledge, at least my experience with that is. So I would say in most cases that we deal with, it's just somebody of legal age providing it to people of younger age, and it's usually somebody that's not much older than the minors they are providing it to.
And typically, is it a sharing of the alcohol? Do you find these things as kind of an entrepreneurial thing where they're charging the kids $5 or whatever for the plastic cup for the keg of beer? Are these ever... you know, parties where money's being made?
Mr. Chairman, I believe there are some cases like that where they charge a fee to go in the door. We really do not receive a lot of feedback from most of the people that attend these parties. They're not really willing to give us a lot of information on most cases of where they've received the alcohol from, presumably because they're just, you know, they don't want to burn the individual that gave it to them, but... I think in most cases it's either a sharing of expenses or it's somebody just sharing the alcohol.
Okay. Senator Bundy, did you...
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah,
please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm. All the problems that you've mentioned involve violations of the law, do they not?
Through the chair, Senator Bundy, yes, they do.
And is it just because this is have a lower standard for enforcement? I'm not sure how this would be a tool that you don't already have. I mean, increased enforcement of the current laws, would that be more productive than a civil violation, which I could see not be very frightening to people compared to a criminal violation.
Through the chair, Senator Bundy, in many cases, we do have the ability to charge minor consuming, also contributing to the delinquency or providing alcohol to minors. However, one thing that we have to keep in mind is that if we go to the house and we are issuing a citation to one minor, 10 more take off in a car and drive down the road. One of the ways to, what this bill does that the current laws don't do is that it allows us to improve the quality of life in our neighborhoods by shutting down the party homes. So basically the unintended victims of these parties, the neighbors, and the cars going up and down the street, this bill will allow us to hopefully shut down those homes. The person of legal age in the home who is hosting the party really faces no penalties unless it can be proven that he's providing alcohol to minors. So a lot of times they really don't seem to care much if one or two people from their party happen to get a minor consuming charge. This actually is a penalty addressed to that individual. So that's kind of why we're excited about having this tool to address some of those concerns in our neighborhoods.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Bundy. Anything else for Officer Dial? If not, thank you very much for your willingness to, I know you were just signed up to answer questions, but we appreciate you talking us through some of the issues involved. Is there anyone here in the room who would like to testify? Is there anyone further online who would like to testify on this bill? Nope. Okay. I guess the sunny weather here in Juneau is distracting people from this important subject. Mr. Pulaski, did you have any words to wrap up here today before we hold the bill over?
Mr. Chairman, I didn't. If you would like, I can. Traditionally, we have Annie Carpinetti from the Department of Law with us. She is upstairs testifying in House Finance on another bill. If members would like, I can have her come around and discuss some of the enforcement issues that lead to the questions that Senator Bundy was asking as of why this is necessary in lieu of some of the other violations that exist in statute.
Okay. If folks do have a question, that resource is available to us. Annie does a good job in explaining some of these things. So thank you for that offer.
Mr. Chairman, yes. I would appreciate that.
Okay, perfect. If there are any other requests for information, just let me or my staff know and we'll make sure that happens. We'll have the bill, we're going to hold the bill over today. We'll have it back before us in a reasonable period of time and dispose of it at that time. Is there anything else to come before the committee today? If not, Senator Stevens, you're off the hook here. We are at 2:05. We are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.